personally, I don't like getting involved in other people's relationships.
Wait, what? No.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Then we better, like, stop all of our segments.
We should quit.
Well, that's the thing about it, is once you get involved, it's usually pretty complicated. Mm-hmm. Things get messy. And no matter what advice I give, it always seems to end up with me taking my shirt off. That's how it always happens.
I did not see that coming, but
I guess it's better than the pants situation we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why I've learned it's just better to not get involved.
Okay.
But luckily, I know my co-hosts love meddling in other relationships.
I have my shirt off right now.
Yeah. That's why Jose's nickname is Nosy Hosey.
Yeah, they call me.
So you guys will be happy to know a listener has emailed us with a relationship problem, and she wants our advice on it.
Nosy Hosey's got your back.
And his shirt off. So here we go.
No.
The girl that needs help is Francesca. How you doing, Francesca?
Hey, I'm good.
Okay. Are you questioning your decision right now, or you still think this is a good idea?
I'm questioning it a little bit, but...
Okay, do you want us to put our clothes back on before we continue? Would that make you more comfortable?
Might help.
Okay.
That might help, okay.
All right, we'll start putting our stuff back on, and while that happens, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your situation is?
So I've been with my boyfriend, Will, like almost 2 years.
Okay.
We live together.
Sounds like it.
The way you said that was very interesting.
2 years.
So if they were like 2 months, it'd be like, it's Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's the best.
Are you happy in a relationship, Francesca?
I am, but I think we're about to have a fight.
Oh, you're predicting fights. That's not a good sign.
Why do you say that?
Well, okay. I have been wanting a dog since before we were living together. And once we were living together, he said he wanted a dog, but not right now. Mm-hmm. At first it was, we just moved in and the place is too small. We don't want a dog in a one-bedroom apartment. I mean, it's like barely big enough for us. There's nowhere really to walk the dog, or so he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it sounds like you don't think those are very valid points.
Maybe if I was trying to get like a husky or something and keep it in a small apartment, but I have said like, I don't even care what kind of dog it is, we can get a small dog.
Yeah. That does make a difference.
Yeah.
I've tried to come up with solutions, but there's always some reason.
Yeah. It sounds like he's not that into the idea of the dog though in general, and he's coming up with excuses. Like he did some Googling online about what are good reasons to give your girlfriend about why we can't get a dog.
I think Jeff's right though.
You know, he may have actually done that because he brought up just the cost of like veterinary bills, like the shots are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that really covered everything.
Yeah. I don't think of that. I don't own a dog.
Oh, my God.
I didn't either.
We got a sweet rescue puppy.
Yeah.
She is the most expensive rescue puppy on the face
of...
We have spent thousands of dollars.
Oh, see, I don't think of that.
In vet bills. And, I mean, I think in the first year of her life, we had already passed the $1,000 mark.
Oh, maybe I can't afford a dog, then.
Well, that's a tough situation. So what are we doing today? Are we trying to convince your boyfriend that he should be okay with you getting a dog?
Here's where you're probably hearing like all the hesitancy in my voice and why it sounds like nervous. I went with my friends the other day. She was going to a shelter to get a dog.
No. What'd you do?
You should have seen the look Brooke and Alexis just gave each other. This girl.
Why would you go? You know better than that.
I know I shouldn't have even gone, but I found this little chihuahua.
Aww.
Oh my God.
You got him, didn't you?
I did.
Oh my God.
I love it though.
No.
Can we just ask what the chihuahua's name is?
Pepe.
Pepe.
Oh, I love him. Pepe the chihuahua.
So what are you doing? Are you hiding the dog somewhere?
Are you going to kick the boyfriend out?
Does the boyfriend know?
He's actually out of town.
Oh.
Okay.
He doesn't know about Pepe yet. And that's why I'm really calling, is I'm hoping you guys can help me tell him.
Okay. We're doing us the dirty work.
We're not convincing him, like, to be okay with it. We're telling him you need to be okay with it because it's already happened.
He's going to jump on you.
Pretty much. Like, maybe it won't be a fight if you tell him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This is God. Awkward Tuesday. She has to be the one to tell. We don't do that.
Yeah. I feel like the dog has to do the dirty work here. Like, as soon as you see the dog and you cuddle the dog, like, maybe he just won't go back.
Put it on the phone?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Can you have the dog tell him?
I mean, honestly, Pepe hasn't been a great house guest already.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he not potty trained?
I don't know if it was an accident or if it was intentional, but he went in the closet and peed on Will's shoes already.
Oh, no, shoe peeing.
Yep. Yeah, you're probably going to have to own up to that one for yourself. Be like, sorry, honey, I had an accident.
He got wasted.
Otherwise, Pepe won't stand a chance.
You better sign Pepe up for, like, doggy classes immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, man. So now we have to tell the boyfriend there's a dog waiting at home and he's already peed on your shoes.
That's not help.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
I mean, I know he's going to be upset with me, but that's why I called you guys. I just, like, I'm hoping for at least some advice on, like, how to tell him so this doesn't turn into a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. Francesca, you sit. Okay?
Stay.
Don't go anywhere. And then in 3 minutes, we'll come back and give you some advice.
I think she's being
Oh,
yeah.
no.
Oh, come on.
Bad girl. We'll do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.